Okay, good evening, everybody. Garen Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos Erev Shabbos class learning. I'm very happy that we, Baruch Hashem, have Shir this evening. I'm happy every week. Let us have some Menuchas HaNefesh and Yishuv Hadas and Simchas HaChayim from Divrei Torah. So I see, I think that's my mother-in-law, Ima, is that you? Probably preparing the food that she's bringing for Shabbos, your contributions. Yeah? Okay, so combine Kemach and Torah at the same time. The food will have extra time of Torah. So I'm going to start with tonight's sponsors. I don't exactly remember the order, but Susie Fon Feder reached out first very early back in January. And it's such a beautiful Susie. Are you here? Miriam, is she here? Such a beautiful sponsorship. This is what she said. Thank you, Akash Baruch Hu, for the special gifts we receive every day. And thank you to you for all that you give over to us. Thank you again. So she's sponsoring Hodul Hashem Kitov, Kilom Chasto, all the brachos in our lives, and for the Divrei Torah that we share every week. We thank Susie very, very much. I don't remember if it was Paul Spodek or Ellen Goldstein who reached out first, so I'm just going in order of my paper. Paul Spodek is sponsoring in honor of her upcoming Baruch Hashem 45th wedding anniversary on March 12th. Paula wrote that she is so blessed to have traveled the roller coaster journey of life with her devoted husband, Ira, who encourages and supports her love of Torah learning. Paula thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful mishpacha they've raised together and looks forward to many more Be'ezras Hashem Yisparach anniversaries together in good health and continued nachas, mazel tov, and amen ve'amen. And finally, Ellen Goldstein, doesn't happen so often, but sometimes, Fran Siklik, are you here? Fran does the same thing. I get a handwritten card in the mail with the sponsorship. It has an extra time because it's so rare today. Dear Michal, I had offered to sponsor the Shira March 9th at sundown. It is the 17th of Adar, the 30th Yurtzeit. This is from Ellen Goldstein, the 30th Yurtzeit of her dear father, Avram Ben-Harov Kalman Chaim, Zichrono Levracha. He was modest and a humble man who led by example. His observance of Torah and mitzvos instilled the same in us, his children. He lived and loved Pirkei Avos. Although he had long ago memorized it, he kept the sefer on his night table to read every night before going to sleep. May the memory be for a blessing. Thank you for your wonderful teaching and inspiration on this beautiful card. Ellen Goldstein, so the shir should be so. We have two Hodul Hashem Kitovs, Kilom Chasto from Susie Fonfeder and Paul Spodek. We wish Paul a mazel tov. And an Aliyah Neshama for Avram Ben-Harov Kalman Chaim on the occasion of the 30th Yurtzeit. And we thank Ellen Goldstein for dedicating the Shir to Zecher Nishmas, her father Zechor Levracha. So let us get into our learning. So I really thought last week we would got a different topic, but I have Chidushim to share with you. So it's very exciting. And so therefore we're on the same topic. What we are speaking about is the Mishnah, although last time we quoted Rav Avigdor Miller, if you remember, from Torah of Avigdor Truma, and he tied in this idea that your outside should be like your inside. No, your inside should be like your outside. In other words, the outside comes first. If you make the outside gold, the inside will become gold. And Rav Avigdor Miller tied it into many other Mishnayos, if you remember. He tied it into Hevim HaKablas Kladam B'Sever Panam Yafos. He tied it into Ezir Gibar HaKovesh Es Yitro. So this whole idea really bespeaks the theme of Pirkei Avos, which is Midos Tovos. And if a person wants to have Midos Tovos, you need to have them on the outside first. Remember, Victor Moses says, be a faker. That's right, you should be a faker, because if you live a fake life, what's going to happen is it's not to remain a faker, chas v'sham, understanding that the outside will influence the inside. This was all based on the Aron Kodesh, which was three boxes, Tocho Kivaro, Kamal Yuma, 72b, Kol Tamid Chacham, Shein Tocho Kivaro, Ein Tamid Chacham. Excuse me, any Torah scholar whose inside is not like his outside is not a Torah scholar. We already spent two classes speaking about this. We quoted in the first class, we quoted Rabbi Zavlaf. Remember the woman with the hair covering? Rabbi, I'll be a hypocrite. He said, it's okay, be a hypocrite. And then you're going to become a tzaddikus inside. We quoted Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam. Last week we quoted Avigdor Miller, who ties it into many different Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos as well. I'm actually continuing the theme tonight. The point of departure for our shir is a Mishnah and Perek Beis. Al tistaka b'kankan el b'masha yeshbo. Don't look at the exterior, don't look at the vessel, don't look at the jug, look at what is inside. In other words, the outside and inside don't always match. And I know that the Mishnah is not exactly the same thing as Tohu Kavara, but I'm using it as the point of departure. In other words, it doesn't always match, so your inside might feel like you're not having the best day midos-wise, but put on the best midos on the outside. There is not a one-to-one correlation between the outside and the inside, unless you are the God of Hadar. For the Hamon Am, we have to work on making the inside like the outside. So I'm going to share with you a chiddush. I'm so excited. It's the first place I'm sharing it over. It is B'Shem, myself, and my son Shmuel Zanva Kanei Nahara, who put this together on Shabbos. It's mind-blowing. And this is also, I say this all the time, you really always have to relearn. I say it all the time. You can't say, I learned this Sedra, I learned this Parsha, I learned this Rashi, I heard this Tvarta. There's always something new you do not realize. So my famous Mishkan book, by the way, it's Parsha's Kitisa. So Parsha is still Mishkan, okay? Truma Tetzava, the beginning of Kitisa, Lamed and Lamed Aleph are still about Mishkan. And then Vayakob Bukude next week, which is, oh my gosh, there's no Shir next week. Public service announcement. Baruch Hashem, due to our personal obligations and a family simcha, there is no Shir next week. March the 16th. Okay, we do not have Shir next week. Okay, please tell your friends as well. I forgot to announce that in the beginning. So these parashios still deal with the Mishkan. Okay, this week's parasha, we have the Machatisa Shekel, we have the Kiyar, we have the Ketores, the 11 spices, we have the Shemana Mishcha, we have Shabbos as it relates to Mishkan, so we still have Mishkan. Okay, so I was learning the Sedra over Shabbos, and I was using my Mishkan book, which is what I use for Chuma and Tetzava. Something occurred to me that I realized I never thought of before. And what I'm going to do is screen share with you, okay? So I scanned, I prepared, here we are. Could you see it's the Mishkan? Well, not really, but could you see that it says the covering of the Mishkan Yirios? Okay, so it's a little bit, the light was over my scan, but I mean the mice you could see. I'll show you the parts that I want to highlight. The Mishkan had three coverings. Maybe I took a better picture. This is a much better picture. The Yirios are the coverings of the Mishkan, okay? The Yirios are the coverings of the Mishkan. Now, you could see these gold walls are really Atzei Shittim Omdim. The Atzei Shittim is covered in gold. And then they stand in silver sockets, which you see down here. Now, it's open. This is the east. The entrance is at the east. Oh, I like to use my pointer also. I feel very official when I use this pointer. I feel like a real teacher. Ugh. So here you have the golden walls, which are really Atzei Shittim covered in gold. The Atzei Shittim covered in gold, the beams stand in silver sockets. The reason this is open is because this is the entrance of the Mishkan, which is at the east. The entrance is called the front, that's the east. There are three covers over the Mishkan. The bottommost cover, which looks like embroidery, which is what we're going to be talking about, is called the Mishkan layer, because it literally covers the Mishkan. The black is actually goat's hairs. It's 11 panels of goat's hairs sewn together. This is called the Ohel covering, as in it covers the Ohel Moed. And finally, the top layer is a combination of Oros Elim Me'adamim, ram skins dyed red, and Oros Tachashim. Tachashim skins, which was an animal that existed only at that time, which was very colorful. There's a machlokas of Chazal, if the top layer was like you see it, half of it was Oros Tachashim and half of it was Oros Elim, or the top layer is actually two layers, one on top of another. Okay, Lamaisa for our shir, what we're talking about is the bottom covering. Let me just tell you what the top layer is called. The top layer is called the Michsa, because it's the cover. So this is the Mishkan layer, this is the Ohel layer, and this is the Michsa. I want to talk about this bottom layer. It's embroidered. What is this bottom layer made out of? The covering that goes over the Mishkan, which is called the Mishkan covering, what is it made of? Furthermore, you have other places in the Mishkan where you have similar material. I'm going to show you. Okay, this is the entrance screen of the Mishkan. Okay, it is supported by five pillars. The entrance screen. Remember, I showed you at the east there's an empty space. There's walls on the this. east, south, west is the back, and north. Why is it empty here? Because there's no wall. How would you get into the Mishkan? How are you going to get into the Kodesh? You're going to get in passing through an entrance screen. Here on my screen, you can see the entrance screen of the Mishkan. This is the entrance screen that stands in the east. Good? Fine. Now you notice it's very similar embroidery to the Mishkan layer, the top layer. You can, in fact, see it over here on my screen. Okay? Look up here. This is the Mishkan layer on top. And this is the entrance screen of the Mishkan. It's very similar in terms of embroidery. There's one other place where you have this, and that is the Parochas, the partition that separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, I just want to get out of that so I could move. I forgot to do that. Why is there a comment? Okay, so the design on the cover is Akasha. Sandy Leader, it's Akasha. Rashi says it was like a lion and an eagle, but we're not sure. Not me, I'm not sure. The commentators aren't sure. If Rashi, quoting Chazal, actually mean an actual lion and an eagle, or it's representative of images that were on the good question, or it's representative of image, and we're not sure. So it's a Mechokas Chazal. Was it actually a lion and an eagle, or was it some other animals? And lion and eagle is like the generic term of when you embroider animals. We're not sure, okay? There is one more place where you see this woven embroidery. So this is the Mishkan layer, the bottom. This is the Mishkan layer. What you see now on my screen is the Mishkan layer covering the Mishkan without the other two top layers. On top of this will go the goat hair layer, which is called the Ohel. On top of the goat hair layer will go the Mechsa, which is the Oros Eli Ma'adam and the Oros Tachoshim. This is the Mishkan covering. Now, you also saw, here you see all three, you also see the covering at the entrance. Remember, the entrance is in the east. East is front, west is back. And again, what exactly was embroidered, we're not sure. The entrance screen was held up. There were five beams, and they were in copper sockets, as opposed to the walls on the south and the north and the west were gold beams, were wood beams covered in gold and in silver sockets. There's one other place where you have this same embroidery from the same materials, which is what we're about to talk about, and that's the Parochas. We are now standing virtually inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, okay? This is the Aron Kodesh, which is the whole point of departure for this three-part series, because this Aron Kodesh, which just looks like a wood gold box, is really three boxes. You see the outermost box, you see the gold. Make yourself gold on the outside. Then there's wood, and then there's gold on the inside. This Arli, you see on my screen now, is the whole point of departure for this three-part series. Yuma 72b, called Tamer Chacham, Shein Tochel Kavar, Ein Tamer Chacham. You see the outside is gold? Always make yourself like gold. Okay? What you're doing, though, and then they have the Kruvim on top, with wings upward, Ben Adam HaMakom, faces forward, Ben Adam HaChavero. You have the Badim that never come out. Those are the supporters of Torah, the Zvulin who supports Yisachar. You have the Zer Zahav, which is the Kesra Torah. Lamaisa, you're inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what you see is the Parochas. The Parochas HaSamech is the partition that separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. See the ark inside the Holy of Holies. This is the partition that separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And you see it is also woven. The space of the Kodesh, where the menorah, shulchan, and mizbech hazahav stood, was 20 amos long by 10 amos wide. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 10 by 10. The whole Mishkan was 30 by 10. So you see that three materials in the Mishkan, from the Mishkan covering, the bottommost covering, to the partition screen, which stood at the east, the entrance, to the Parochas, which is the partition that separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is a view from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's showing you how the Badim stick into the Parochas. They stuck it on purpose. So if when you were standing inside the Kodesh, you could see the Badim of the Aron making an indentation, an impression onto the partition. Now, what were these materials? What were these, I don't know what to call them. They're not clothing. Coverings, screens, and partition made from. So now let's look. Okay, I just want to make sure I showed you everything. Here we go. The Mishkan had three coverings. I already told you this. The Mishkan, the Ohel, the Mechsa. That's not what we're talking about now. Okay. What was the Mishkan covering made of? The Mishkan covering was the bottommost layer, the roof. Textiles. Thank you, Vivach. Textiles. Okay. Thank you. Like, you know, the Jews in the Shemata business, Lahardil, excuse me. Okay. What are these textiles made out of? Sheish Mashzar. You can see it on my screen. I'm going to go back to my pointer. When I was a kid, the teachers actually had a chalkboard. My kids don't even know what that is. Remember chalk, like on a blackboard and an eraser? When they got a little more advanced, they had a chalk holder. Remember the chalk holders? Did they have that in your day? The chalk holders? That they would put the chalk in so their fingers don't get dirty. Now the kids don't even know what that is. Okay, fine. Sheish mashzar v'secheres v'argaman v'solashani. What were these textiles, excellent of Ivahach, made out of? They were made of twisted flax. That's a whole other Dvar Torah and Shir about the fact that the Mishkan and the Bigdei Kohuna had shotness. But we're not going there now because then I'm definitely not going to get to the Chiddush. Okay, here we go. They are made of twisted flax. That's the white material, linen. Usecheles, turquoise wool. The argaman, purple wool. The solah ashani, scarlet wool. This is the fabric. These are the strands or the threads, the yarn that made up the textiles of the Mishkan covering, the partition between the holy and the holy of holies, and the entrance screen in the east. Okay? So again, what are they made up of? Sheish mashzar, that's the white material, twisted flax, like you see right here, which is linen. I'm trying to get my pointer back. Linen. And then it's also made up of secheles, blue wool, argaman, purple wool, and solah ashani, red wool. Good. Now, the other thing I want to point out is that there were four threads, each of which was composed of six individual strands. So there were actually six strands of linen twisted together to make one strand of linen. Six strands of solah ashani, scarlet wool, twisted together to make one. Six strands of argaman, purple wool, twisted together to make one. And six strands, look, one, two, three, four, five, six, of secheles, twisted together to make one. So you have four strands of yarn, but each one is made up of six individual and in four different materials, blue wool, purple wool, red wool, and linen. Six strands put together to make one, and then it is woven. And here you see how it's all woven together. Does everyone see? Yes. Beautiful. Okay, I hope you're looking at what I scanned for you. I hope you're following along with me on the screen. I want to make it easy for you. Okay, this is what these materials are made of. The sages teach, the phrase indicates each of the threads in the yarn was composed of six strands. Why? Had a chazal read out, sheish mashzar means twisted flax, linen, but sheish obviously also means, achad shleim shlosh arba chameish sheish. So sheish mashzar doesn't just mean twisted flax, sheish mashzar means, chazal say, oh, sheish, six, it must be that each material was times six. Okay, very good. So these are textiles, great word, that were part of the structure of the Mishkan, from the entrance screen to the covering to the partition between the two spaces. So I'm learning last week's Sedra, which was Tetzaveh, which I'm still not finished, but I'm almost finished. Kitis is long. Okay, Hashem will give us time. So I'm learning Parshas Tetzaveh, which is about the Bigdei Kohuna. So of course I'm using my Mishkan book because we're Chum and Tetzaveh. It has all the Psukim, all the Rashis, and all the commentary and diagrams. It's just incredible. It's mamish incredible. It makes it so real, so alive, so easy to understand. Eindo Meshmili Re'iyah. You could see. You see what I'm showing you. You see what I'm showing you. Okay, so imagine learning both Parshas like this. Gevaldik. So I'm learning last week's Sedra about the Bigdei Kohuna. Ah, I stopped screen sharing. That was a mistake. So I think we went through all of what I want to show you here. Yes, this was very important. This is what the textiles were made of. Four materials, six strands each, twisted together, and they make what the Mishkan covering. Here you don't see the Ohel or the Michsa on top of it. Here you see all three. Remember, the middle is goat's hairs, and the top is ram skin and tachashim skin. Once again, it shows you the fabric of the partition screen, meaning the screen. Oh, here you are, Sandy Leader. Look on my screen. Look, here's your answer, which, as I told you before, I didn't even realize I had it in the scan. Here you are. In addition, the images on the two sides of the fabric on the entrance screen were identical. We show a lion on each side based on the Gemara Yerushalmi Shkalim. As discussed above with regard to the partition, the parochas, it is unclear whether Chazal meant to say there's a lion, or a lion's an example of an animal commonly used as a decorative motif, or whether it's one of many different images that were used. Okay, it's also unclear whether there was one large or numerous small images. So what exactly was the image on these screens? Well, I certainly can't tell you because Chazal themselves are unsure of what exactly it meant. Okay, and we also talked about the parochas. So I'm learning through the Big Day Kahuna. The top one looks like birds. I know, remember I said it's eagles and lions? I'm not taking you through my whole Mishkan book there. Remember I said eagles and lions, but we're not sure if eagles and lions is representation or actually was eagles and lions. Okay. So, Friday night, after the Suda, I was waiting up for various children, various purposes. So, I'm sitting with my Mishkan book, and I was very tired. And I didn't get very far in the Sedra on my chair. It was very late. But Baruch Hashem, one thing I noticed. But also it's an ephod. One of the begodim of the Kohen Gadol was the ephod. What is the ephod? I'm going to just show you a picture. The ephod is the apron. The Kohen Gadol wore a linen kutones, sort of the Kohen hedge out, a linen cloak from neck to wrist to floor. On top of the kutones, he wore a wool me'il, a blue, entirely wool cloak. On top of the blue cloak, he had an apron. This is the ephod. So what I'm going to do is take you to the end, and you can see here the ephod. This apron, you see all the way in the bottom, you see the white hem. That white hem is actually the linen kutones. This is the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. On top of that, he wore a wool me'il, entirely techeles, blue me'il. Me'il, we say, is coat, but it was a cloak on top of the flax, the linen kutones. On top of that, he had an apron. Here you see the apron. It was closed all the way around the back. It was open in the front. The apron had a belt, the chesh of ha'ephod, and attached to it, held up by shoulder straps, was the choshen, the breastplate. 12 stones. Each stone had a name of one of the shvatim. Behind the breastplate, in a fold of the choshen, was the urim v'tumim. I didn't take all the scans, all the images. I didn't put the whole book on over here for you. I don't even think I would be allowed to do that. But you have here in the back, it's really folded. The choshen, look at my hands. The choshen is a longer piece of fabric that's folded like this. So on the, it's like this, and it's folded like this. On the front, you have the stones, the 12 stones. The back is a piece of fabric, but that means that there's a fold here. What goes in that fold, which they did not have during Bayesheni, what goes in that fold is the Urim V'tumim. It's a special piece of cloth parchment, and it has the Shema Meforash. And when somebody would come to ask the Kohen Gadol a question, the stones, which had all the names of the Shvatim and all the letters of the Aleph Beis, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov over the first stone, Shivtei Yeshurun on the last stone, so all the letters of the Aleph Beis were included, and the stones would light up. Okay, there's different opinions also how that happened. Would the letters protrude, or would they light up? Okay, this is the apron. It also had the chesh of ha'evod, which is the belt. And you could see that the choshen itself is made up of the same material. Okay, remember, on top of that went the stones. But the choshen is that piece of fabric, I'm showing you with my hands, that gets folded in half. On the top, you have all the stones. The back is onto the chest of the Kohen Gadol. And inside, you have the Urim V'tumim with the Shem HaMeforash. So the choshen is made up of this fabric. You could see the shoulder straps, which I don't have images of you. They go back from the back, the waist in the back, up the back, over the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol. Those are the shoulder straps. The shoulder straps, the breastplate, the choshen, the chesh of ha'efod, the belt, and the ephod are all made up. Now, it looks very much like the material that we saw of the textiles, the partition, the entrance screen, and the lowest covering of the Mishkan. But I noticed, like lightning, no pun intended, that something this year that I never noticed before, which is why, I mean, I use this sefer every single year. And I've taught about the Mishkan a lot, Baruch Hashem, and you never know when there's a chiddush right in front of your eyes that you don't realize. But this year, something incredible struck me. The pasuk tells us, "Va'asu es ha'ephod, you shall make, they shall make the apron." And here we see what the apron is. It was similar, Rashi tells us, to the riding skirts worn by noble women. No, like noblemen, noblewomen. It was suspended by shoulder straps. I explained this to you already. The top was tied below the elbows of the Kohen Gadol. It reached down to his heels. It covered the back of his waist and legs, wrapped around him to cover his hips, the sides of his abdomen. It was like an apron that he would gird from behind. What was the apron made of? Now, obviously, you're all going to see it right away because I'm very obviously pointing it out to you. And this is part three in the series about Tocho Kavaro. So if you don't notice it right away, then maybe you're sleeping in these classes. It's okay if you come in and sleeping. It's also good. At least you came. But you're going to notice it immediately. And the reason you're going to notice it immediately is because I'm mamish pointing it out to you. I think that generally if we read these psukim, I mean, I read these psukim many, many times, and I did not notice it. But in the context of our learning, something immediately jumped out at me that I never noticed before. What is this material made of? And of course, you're going to see it immediately. Zahav, techeles, gold, blue wool, va'argaman, purple wool, sola ashani, scarlet wool, vishesh mashlar, and twisted flax linen, maase choshev, the work of an artist. Now, we all notice that there's a material in the big day kuhuna that was not there for what? The textiles. It is very obvious to all of us because of our learning that there's something unique that stands out. What stands out is that in the big day kuhuna, there is quite obvious to all of you, I hope, zahav. Treles, yes, it's in the textiles. Argaman purple, yes. So lashana, yes. Sheish mashar, yes. Maaseh choshev, this is the work of an artist. But something immediately jumped out. I mean, that was, I'm sitting on the armchair in the living room, and I said, wow. Zahav. The Kohen Gadol has to wear Zahav. Now, the same thing. Rashi tells us, this is Rashi, Chameshus Minin Halalu, Shazurin Bechol Chuv V'chol. Look at my arrow. These five varieties of material, Zahav, Techeles, Argaman, Tola, Shani, and Sheish Mashar, were twisted together in each thread. Hayu Mardidin. So how did they get Zahav? How did they get gold into the Big Day Kohuna? You use gold in jewelry. You use gold to plate the golden altar. The golden menorah was gold. How do you get gold into the jewelry? How you mardidin es, not into the jewelry, into the begadim. How you mardidin es hazav kimin tasin dakin. I'm just reading last year. It's on the screen for you. They would beat the gold into thin plates. The kotsisin pisi the mehen, and they would cut strands from these plates of gold, vitovin also, and then they would twist them. Chut shel zahav im shisha chutin shel tcheilas, a string of gold with six strings of blue wool. Vechut shel zahav im shisha chutin shel argaman, and a thin thread of gold with six threads of purple wool. Vechein besola shani, and so too with scarlet wool. Vechein besheish, and so too with linen. Shakala meaning chutin kafel shisha. All the threads of these varieties was sixfold. Vechut shal zahav im kol achad ve'achad. So clearly there's a big, and I've learned this every year, and I use the Mishkan book every year, and I love to talk about Mishkan every year. Really, Baruch Hashem. But I never noticed it before. I always knew that the Zav was in the Big Day Kuna, but I didn't think of the significance before our learning this year. There is something that stands out. The textiles that serve as entrance and screens and coverings of the Mishkan do not have gold. They don't have gold. They have four fabrics. Secheles, Argaman, Sula, Shani, Sheish, Mishar, turquoise wool, purple wool, scarlet wool, and twisted flax linen. And it's each fabric times six, spun together, and now you have four threads. Every thread is made up of six strands. But when it comes to the big day kahuna, what the coin must wear on the outside, he has to wear zahav. How do they make the zav? They hammered the zav into thin plates, and then they cut the plates into thin strands, and they wove one strand of gold with the tcheles, argaman, tola, shani, and sheish mishlar. Therefore, va'achar kach shozers kulam kachad, after they twist all these four yarns together, nimtza chutin kafel esri mishmona. Therefore, you find each thread was 28 fold. It wasn't 28 by the first one. It was 6 times 4. As there were 4 with 6 strands, 6 times 4 is 24. But here you have an extra strand. What is it? Gold. And therefore, each one comes out to 28. There's 4 materials. Treis argaman sola shani sheish mashlar, times 6, but because of sheish mashlar, but each one has a 7th strand, which is the gold. So there's 4 yarns, 4, I don't know what to call it, viva ha, help me out. There's 4 yarns Yeah, I guess four yarns, each one made up of seven threads, six of the main material and one of gold. Therefore, nimtza chutan kaful esrim v'shona. The thread was 20 afold. V'chein mefarsh v'mesechas yuma, and they learn it alfu v'yarku in v'yakob b'kuda. The pasuk tells us v'yarku es pachezav v'kotz and pesilim. They beat the plates of gold. They cut the threads of gold, and what did they do with it? They put it with the turquoise wool and the red wool and the purple wool. Lamanu shechut shel zahav shazur im kol min v'min. We have learned that a thread of gold was intertwined with each variety of yarn. So what I want to show you is, and what does it mean, the work of an artist? Shahu ariga shtei kiros. It's the weaving of two surfaces. The images of the two sides are not like each other. So just like you saw, there was images on the textiles, the entrance, the partition, and the covering. There are also a design, if you will, on the ephod, on the chesh of the ephod, on the ksefos, the shoulder straps, and in the choshem. Okay. Let me show you. So now, like the fabric, look on my screen, like the fabric used for many of the Mishkan's curtains, the fabric of the apron, the ephod, and the breastplate choshen was woven using yarn composed of four threads. Each of turquoise wool, purple, scarlet, and twisted flax. Unlike the curtain fabric, as soon as I saw the asuasa ephod and the first next word it said zahav, already my mind was going. And I said, this is obviously not an accident. How incredible that the Aron Kodesh, the epicenter of the Mishkan, teaches you that kol tamid chacham shein tocho kvar ein tamid chacham, the outside has to be like gold. Unlike the current fabric, however, I'm afraid I'm going to forget to tell you something, because I just remember now, I didn't even remember what I was preparing. I added on to my son. Okay, remind me that the pasuk says in Tehillim 45, kol kvuda bas melech penima memishbisos zahav levusha. Remind me to come back to whatever I forget. I don't have a pen on me, and I forgot to put it in my notes. Okay, unlike the current fabric, however, the fabric of these garments also included gold. As described below in Parashas Pekudei, gold is beaten into thin sheets, cut into strands. One strand of gold, look, you see it right here. One strand of gold was spun together with six strands of fabric to produce the thread. Each thread, therefore, was seven strands, and the yarn was composed of four threads, blue, purple, red wool, and linen, containing a total of 28 threads. And this is what the Big Day Kahuna were made out of. So here you go. Look. The trelas has a strand of gold with six strands of trelas. The argaman has a strand of gold with six strands of argaman. The solah shani is a strand of gold with six strands of argaman. And the sheish mashdar has a strand of gold with six strands. So unlike the textiles, there's gold. So obviously you all know where I'm going. I don't have to state it, but I'm going to state it. What is the Torah teaching you? The Torah is clearly teaching you that the exterior has to be gold. Now, there's enough gold on the outside. The fabrics, the textiles of the structure don't need to have gold. They're inanimate objects. They're the covering, the partition in the screen. But the Kohen Gadol? If there's anyone who teaches by example, it's the leader, Yoram Mishpatecha Liyakov V'Sorashcha Liyisrael. To mecha ve'urecha le'ish chasidacha. If there's anyone who teaches by example, it's the Kohen Gadol. And he must teach by example that the outside always has to be gold. And how does the Torah ensure that you're going to know that? Because dafka, you do something very unusual with gold. Gold in the Mishkan is used to cover the Atzei Shittim for the Mizbech Hazar, for the Shulchan, for the beams. I already showed it to you. Gold is used for the menorah, solid chunk of gold. But in this case, it's used for some. Gold is used for the tzitz, the head plate, Kodesh LaHashem. But in this case, it's used for something different. It has to be interwoven into his begodim. To teach you that the outside of the kohen has to be golden. This represents the behavior of the kohen. If the outside is golden, the inside will be golden. So when my son came home from Beis Kresas, Shabbos morning, I was very excited to tell him. I got the Mishkan book and I showed him. And because we had been discussing this idea of Tocha Kavar and Rabbi Victor Miller, I was very excited to show him. And I said, Shmuel, look at this. The coin has to wear gold. I said, why does the coin have to wear gold if the materials of the textiles of the structure don't have gold. I said it's teaching us the lesson of Kol Tamei Chacham Shein Tocho Kavar Ein Tamei Chacham, that he has to have gold on the outside, and wearing gold on the outside will influence you, so you will become gold on the inside. It's not to live a faker, Chas V'Shalom. It's to understand that if you put gold on the outside, it's going to influence you. Acharei Hapulos Nimshach Adam Etzem Lo Sishbuavo May Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah 16. I quoted you already. You're going to go after your actions. So put gold on the outside. Put it in the bigodim, okay? And you will become gold on the inside. So my son said something gewaldic. He said, Mommy, there are 28 strands. Look. Because in this case, each one is 7. 6 plus gold, tichelas. 6 plus gold, argaman. 6 plus gold, solashani. 6 plus gold, sheish mashar. So my son said to me, Mommy, there's 28 strands. Yes, we already saw it in Rashi. Look, you can see it right here. Each thread contained a total of 7 strands, and the yarn, which composed of 4 threads, contained 28 threads. Now, if you remember, we did not see this by the textiles because it was not 28. It was 6 times 4. It was 24. And then my son said, Mommy, wait, I just want to see, before I tell you what he said, did I show you all these slides? We saw this is the textile fabrics, the Mishkan layer, the 3 layers that cover the Mishkan, the entrance screen, the partition, the ephod, what the ephod looks like, Rashi, on Zav Tchez, Argaman Tzol HaShani, of the ephod, the fabric, and finally the Big Day Kahuna. Okay. So you see this idea that he has to wear gold, not just on the choshen as indentations for the stones, and not just in the cables that connect the shoulder straps, the ksefos ha'ephod, to the breastplate, but he has to have gold interwoven into his begadim. Interwoven. Your whole essence must be woven with gold, even if it's external. Be a faker. Live an inauthentic life on the outside. You will become authentic on the inside. So my son said something gewaldic. There's 28 strands, he said. He says, Mommy, Zahav times 2 is 28. Zion is 7. Hay is 5. And Bez is 2. It's 14. Zahav times 1 is 14. You know, there are people who say, not us, that a person wrote the Bible. How is it possible? Who could think of this? It's not normal. Who could think of this? There are 28 strands in the begadim specifically, not in the textiles. There are 28 strands in the begadim that the Kohen Gadol must wear. Why? Because we're connecting it to the Aron Kodesh, because a person has to make himself gold on the outside. And if you make gold on the outside, you're going to become gold on the inside. So it should be a constant zechira in the mind of the Kohen Gadol that he always has to act like a mensch on the outside, even if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. You can't go around now screaming at people. Oh, you're stressed out. Oh, you're pressed for time. Oh, how are you going to get everything done? Oh, you don't have a cleaning cup. Oh, you have a zillion things to do. So you have to be calm. You have to be nice. You have to be polite. You have to smile. You don't feel like it. Too bad. Be like gold on the outside. You see how my day was. I'm so happy to have Shira tonight. Ugh, thank you, Hashem. So you have to be like gold on the outside so that it's a constant zechira. The Torah says, oh, zuk the Torah, put the gold, thin strands, make it part of the begadim. You don't have to have it. Just put the gold in the choshen. No, interweave it into your very essence. It will affect you inside. And so how many strands are there in the begadim, in the ephod, in the chefesh of ha'ephod, in the choshen, in the ksefos ha'ephod? 28. And my son says, Mommy, Zahav times 2 is 28. 7 and 5 and 2 is 14. And 14 times 2 is 28. So I said, okay, what's the pshat? So you went like this. So I said, Shmuel. The pshat is, it's Zav times 2. Why? Because the Aron Kodesh didn't have one layer of gold. It had 2 layers of gold. Not 1, 2. Zav times 2 is 28. 28 is the number of strands in the fabric that are woven in the Big Day Kahuna that contain the gold. To teach you, Kol Tamid Chacham, Shein Tocho Kevaro, Could a person come up with this? A person cannot come up with this. I really feel bad for people who don't learn Torah. I'm preaching to the choir because you're on shir. Like, I really feel bad. Where do they have simcha from? Where do they have enlightenment? Where do they have a chios? Torah Hashem Tumima, Shivas Nefesh, Edus Hashem Ne'eman, Mechkimas Pesi. It's unbelievable. There are 28 strands only in the Big Day Kohuna of the Kohen Gadol. Because there has to be gold woven in. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol is the embodiment, the essence of make your inside like your outside. What is the outside? Always gold. So what should you do? You should put gold on the outside so you never forget. Interweave it into who you are. And so you get 28 strands. And Zahav is 14. And 14 times 2 is 28. Why Zahav times 2? Because you need to have a layer on the outside. That's Zahav times 1. And a layer on the inside, that's Zav times 2. And if you put the layer of Zav 14 on the outside, by osmosis, you will have Zav on the inside, 28. My son says, Mommy, after I told him, I said, look, there's Zav in the Big Day Kuna. It has to be Tochel Kavar. And he's sitting on the stool and he says, Mommy, Zav times 2 is 28 and there's 28 strands. Yes, kvod basmelech penima. Did I show you everything? Yeah. So what I want to end by telling you, which is what I told my son, thank you, Esti, for the reminder. I'm going to put the pasuk into the Zoom chat for you so you could see. So then I said to my son, whoops, the pasuk tells you in Tehillim, Mem Hei, Yod Zayin. I typed it, famous pasuk. Kol kvuda bas melech penima, mi mishpis tzotz zahav levusha. All the glory of the king's daughter is internal, is within, finer than fine gold, her raiment, her garment, her raiment. Am I saying the word right? Raiment? Probably not. Yeah, okay. Is it raiment or raiment? Raiment. 1 M. 2 M's. Raiment. Yeah. Her raiment is finer than fine gold. It's gewaldic. If you make sure that your levush is zahav, then you will become honorable penima on the inside. Raiment. Thank you. Kol kvuda bas melech penima. If you want to know how to be glorified on the inside, if you want to know how to be the kavodik person internally, if you want to know how to be beautiful inside and make sure the innermost layer is gold, mimishpisos zahav levusha. You have to make sure that your raiment, or however you pronounce it, is gold in your levush on your outside. Because when the levush on the outside is gold, the inside will absolutely become gold. I don't have time tonight, but Victor Miller says, I wanted to read you more, but I can't. I have another 500 examples I could give you. Ways of encouraging your inside by means of your externality. I have a lot to speak on the subject, so this is how I'm going to end. It's a good ending for me because this is what I want to say also. I have a lot to speak on the subject, and I can keep you up to 1 o'clock at night, but since you don't want to stay that long, and I also want to go upstairs to sleep, we're going to turn now to a new part of the subject. I'm going to reveal to you a secret now, says Victor Miller. You have to be artificial, not only with fellow man, with Hashem too. You hear that chiddush? If you want to inlay your heart with gold, you have to be artificial with the Ribono Shel Olam. The Shulchan Aruch states, the halacha, when you eat, you should eat the Shem Shemaim. It's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. He gives us stores. So here's a man with a hearty appetite. He sits down to a table of food. He says, I'm eating the Shem Shemaim. It's shaker. It's 100% false. He's hungry. He's eating because he wants the food. He likes the steak. He wants some sushi. He's hungry. But he's saying it anyhow. I'm eating these delicious pancakes. Kedei lahavros es aguf. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch. To make my body healthy. Kedei she'uchal la'avod es Hashem. I'm eating because just like a car can't run without filling up the tank, I'm eating to serve God. 100% l'shem shemayim. The man's a liar. Says Rav Victor Miller. He's eating because he likes pancakes. He's hungry. The food tastes good. It smells good. But he's a chacham. By saying the falsehood, he's training himself. We had a beautiful virtual journey through the textiles on one aspect of the big day kahuna. I could probably keep you up till 1 o'clock in the morning, but I have a lot still to do tonight. I'm sure you do also. But Torah is incredible. It's mamish amazing. When it comes to the big day kahuna, the ephod, the chesha, the ephod, the chosh, and the ksefos, the ephod, you have to beat gold into thin plates, cut thin strands, and make sure you interweave each fabric, tcheles, argaman, solal, shani, sheish, masar, with gold. Sheish, masar, 6 times each, 6 times 4, 24. But in this case, you add a strand of gold. 28. Why? We're proposing because kol tamichachem shein tocha kvar ein tamichachem. Kohen Gadol has to be gold. If you wear it constantly on the outside, it's going to be a constant reminder of who you need to be. Zok Shmuel Zamvel, Mami. There's 28 strands, and Zav times 2 is 28. I said, what's the pshat? You got like this? I stopped for a second. I said, Zav times 2! Because if you make your external gold, your internal is going to become gold. So those 28 strands is Zahav times 2, 14 times 2. Call your outside with gold. Your inside will become gold. Call Kvuda Bas Melech Penima. You want to know how to have covered in the Penimius? The Mishbasos Zahav Levusha. Make sure that your raiment is finer by being interwoven with fine gold. The 14 on the outside will influence the 14 on the inside. And the big day kuna had 28 strands. I thank our share sponsors very much for this chos, mamish this chos of sharing these divrei Torah. Susie Fahn for her sponsoring. Thank you, Kosh Baruch Hu, for the special gifts we receive every day. And thank you for the share group and all that we have over. We wish Paul Spodek a big mazel tov. Kanainar Kain Yerbu Armeyev Esrim Shana on our 45th wedding anniversary. Baruch Hashem. And Alan Goldstein is sponsoring. May the neshama of Avram Ben Harav Kam and Chaim Zechor Levracha on the occasion of the 30th Yahrzeit merit an Aliyah. Hodu Hashem Kitov, Kili Olam Chasto. There's no shir next week. I'm sorry. You might could give it from the Shavu Brachas. Could take a little intermission as you have to go give shir. Just joking. There's no shir this next week. Sometimes I have to be a mommy also. Baba Ezra Hashem, we resume in 2 weeks. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, thank you so much, everybody. Laila Tov and good Shabbos. Thank you.